Yeah. Okay, I miss you too, Aunt Shirley. I love you. That was my Aunt Shirley from the grave. She just passed away. R.I.P. Aunt Shirley. She really did. Hey, guys, Adam Ray here. Boy, I'm excited because I'm coming to Denver, Colorado. Woo-hoo, next weekend, baby. May 26th or the 28th at Comedy Works downtown. I'm bringing some special surprises, a lot of musical improv, crowd work songs. Going to be closing these shows out strong. The Denver Comedy Works, downtown Comedy Works, May 26th to the 28th. Come out and see your boy. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. And then June 3rd and 4th, I am going to be at the brand new Mic Drop Comedy Club in San Diego, California. San Diego, baby. The Vegas of the South. San Diego, baby. June 3rd and 4th, Mic Drop Comedy Club. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. And then I'm coming to Pittsburgh. I'm coming to Vegas. I'm coming to Seattle. I'm coming to fucking Kansas City. We're doing it all, baby. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. It's a Shits and Giggles tour. Come out and see me. Of course, Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram and Twitter. And my Live from the Same Frame Punchline specials on my YouTube channel. Young Rock on Tuesdays. Gaslit on Sundays. Pam and Tommy's on Hulu. And that's it. All right, enjoy the episode. Boy, this episode's a good one. It's one of my favorites that I've ever done with a great comedian, a great actress. She's hilarious on Instagram and TikTok. She's got a great new podcast out. And she's a fucking treat. And you're going to be a new fan. And enjoy this brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with a very funny Steph Tolev.
Hey, it's Herbert, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
This isn't how we start any of the podcasts, but I just felt like a new Radicals. You know what happens in this music video? There's a bunch of kids. I never realized it until now. There's a bunch of kids chasing adults in a mall.
Classic.
And then this guy just starts singing in front of the fountain. Welcome back to the About Last Night podcast with Steph Tovlev.
Tolev.
Yeah, what the fuck did I just say?
I don't know. You added letters that have never been in there before. Tovlev.
Tovlev.
No, it's not it.
Tolev.
Yeah. That's it. That's the name.
You said your mom calls you Stephanie?
Yes, when I'm getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom would just say the whole name or this is why your dad left.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's really hitting home.
Are your folks together?
Shockingly, yes.
Great. Why shockingly?
Oh, I don't think they love each other.
Yeah, it's
tough.
They don't
listen to podcasts. I can open on that. They don't love each other. So.
Yeah. You're from where again?
Toronto.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on. You know so much about me. You were great.
But I like to. I like to see. I've gotten to this thing lately where I do have quite a bit of research on you. But I like to.
I'm from Toronto.
See, then when the person says it, they usually then will follow it up with some sort of fact.
No. I'm gonna say no. Have you been to Toronto? Toronto's a very great city. I'm saying it, I'm mumbling it, but Torontonians say Toronto. We don't pronounce the Toronto.
I haven't been yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Seem like a Toronto
Dying
guy.
To go. I seem like a Dying Toronto guy. What's a Toronto guy like?
I mean, it's a normal guy. I don't know what a Toronto guy is like. There's a lot of stuff. There's the big CN Tower. You can do the whole dick photo thing if you want to do that.
Yeah.
There's a whole, that's what I feel like you would do with the old
dick photo.
The dick photo. You know, when guys do that with Paris? Such a turnoff.
I wouldn't, you know what? And I don't like to be labeled the dick photo guy. Now, guess what? When people used to pull down their zipper and put their finger through and pretend that was a wiener, hilarious.
Did you do that?
No, but I laughed at it.
Okay.
Was it more highbrow? No, because I definitely put a fake ice cube in my teacher's coffee in fourth grade, and I won't be cushioned under a seat.
That's classic.
And to which, by the way, one of the kids, I'll never forget him, Todd Giese, goes, it sounded more like a queef than a fart. And I was like, dude,
in fourth grade.
Fourth grade didn't know that we already had the knowledge of what those were, but
no idea.
Also, it's a whoopee cushion. So maybe you want to yelp the whoopee cushion company for making these queefy noises.
I mean, also, I've queefed. Does not sound like a whoopee cushion.
Pretty different.
Very different sound. A lot more loose. The whoopee has that small little nozzle.
Yeah.
It's a big nozzle down there.
Yeah.
Very wide pussy. So It's barely making sounds at this point.
Are you into the that type of joke stuff? Like when you were first finding your comedy chops, what was the stuff that made you in Toronto? What were you?
Honestly, it's going to be embarrassing. I watched a lot of Mr. Bean.
Great.
And a lot of Kids in the Hall, which that's not embarrassing. If you know Kids in the Hall, they're back. They have a new season out. But yeah, Kids in the Hall is big.
Not embarrassing to be a Mr. Bean fan.
I love Mr. Bean. I'm obsessed with Mr. Bean. What? And like a lot of British humor. Because like Canada, I guess we had a lot more British TV than I'm assuming you guys did.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the show Keeping Up Appearances?
No.
It's with this woman, Mrs. Bouquet, and it's like spelled bucket. And she is like a 60-year-old woman who would fall all the time and do these crazy act outs. And I'm
Give
like, this is
me.
The funniest thing in the world.
Just falling. Yeah. Just could,
she
no
would
stability.
Roll down hills all the time. Like she'd trip. She was trying to be fancy, but she was just this like regular gal. It's a very funny show. Gotta see it.
What about Mr. Bean resonated with you?
I mean, it was the physicality and his faces. Like it was just the fact that he was making people laugh was saying nothing at all.
Saying nothing.
Saying zero.
Is that where you found your love for characters, you think?
I think in my physicality.
Yeah.
I think that's where I came from. And a lot of Chris Farley and a lot of watching my family flail around. I used to also Highland Dance.
What?
I think that's
I know what that is. Yeah, my high school was Shorecrest Highlanders.
Really?
And I had the bagpipe and the dancers. We had like the flag girls, the cheerleaders, and then we had the Highland dancers that would come out and do the Tovlev.
I danced my whole life, 3 to 18 years old. So my mom would teach her the whole thing. Yeah, yeah. So that's why I think I'm physical as well. I've realized this later in life. But
when you hit the stage, you fucking, your presence is known.
Yeah, it's unhinged is the term.
Is that like on purpose? Like, did you just feel like the state, like you're just like fucking, like you just want to let, is that a little bit of too of like the Farley in you or just wanting to like be like, I'm fucking here? Or is it like you feel that comfy on the stage to where you're just, yeah.
I think it's like a natural thing now. Like I don't even really notice I'm doing it. And like when I walk on, I'm like, yeah, like you get like a surge of energy.
Yes.
But like as soon as I hit the stage, it's like, I'm crazy.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm glad I do that because it'd be hard to force that.
Yeah,
like sometimes if I'm really tired, I'm like, I gotta be physical tonight. I'm like, my back hurts. Like I gotta stretch now before I do shows. Like it's a nightmare.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, and you know, it's, I mean, there's not a lot of physicality expected with what we do. So to be doing any of it, also not every stage has the space to where you, like, was there a first stage you went on where you were like, oh shit, there's like a, I got a lot of room if I want to do some tumbles or like some jump kicks.
Yeah. I mean, the first time I did like a theater, I was like, oh fuck, I can really spread my wings here.
Yeah.
But now it's like some of the stages are like, nothing. You've been like these little like hole in the wall patios. I'm like, I'm sitting on a guy's nachos in the corner. I'm like, hello? No one knew there was comedy tonight. Like why?
Oh man.
I'm still doing these. I don't know.
Still, yeah, I know.
I say yes to everything. I'm like, I got to say no sometimes.
No. Well, yeah, but also there's, I mean, there's something to be said about just like, you know, when new shows pop up, especially out here, that, and you just see one buddy on it, and you're like, all right.
Yeah, it's a good show. Yeah. And then they didn't tell you it was dog shit.
Yeah.
And then you show up, you're like, well, here we are.
Yeah. Have you had any, you moved to L.A. when?
7 years ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Was it daunting when you first got here?
Oh, yeah. It was bad,
Because it's still never fully get, you get more comfy, but there's still never a, like, L.A., I got, hey, man, you and me, we're cool now, baby.
I feel like that's the one thing with L.A., you're never going to have that.
Nope.
Even if you have, like, the best week of your fucking life,
yep.
You'll be, like, driving home and get rerouted on the way home.
Yes.
One fucking thing will always happen. Like, I had a really good week last week. I taped for Netflix. I was so pumped up. And then
Burr's show, by the way.
Yes.
Not just for Netflix. Bill Burr's selections.
Yes.
To be presented on a Netflix special taping.
Yes, on June 6th. Thank you so much.
Very fucking
And then
cool.
I got immediately trolled the next morning, and I engaged in them, which I really shouldn't have done.
Yeah,
and then I was in such a bad mood. I'm like, why did I do this? I had the best week, and I'm arguing with some 17-year-old who's threatening me. I'm like, what am I doing right now? This is so stupid.
Yeah, for sure. It's all, and that 17-year-old has nothing but time to get under your skin.
Time. Yeah. And thought they tried to threaten my Netflix thing. Like, we saved your stories. We send them to Netflix. I'm like, I go, which email do you want? I'm like, whose email am I producing?
We saved your stories?
Yeah,
oh, because you fought back?
Yeah, because it was like there's a new trend that's happening on TikTok where guys, young guys, watch female comedians, only female comedians, and they do a duet, and they go, watching female comedians till I laugh, part 28. And it's like, I'm losing my mind because it's like every fucking day I wake up and I get a new one, so it's a new guy. And it's also the clip they're using. I am killing in it. So I'm like, get a clip where I'm bombing. Like, I'm getting nothing but laughs
at
in this
least,
clip.
Yeah, support this with actual evidence like, for what the theme of the video
literally,
is.
Literally, what the fuck? And it's this guy's going like this. rolling their eyes, scratching their head, and it's a nightmare. And it's, but like, I got like cocky. So it was like me, Whitney Cummings, like Elijah Sessinger. Like, it's like me and big names. Like,
yeah, come on.
They have me up there with them. But I'm like, I just like snapped.
By the way, that's a credit now.
It's a credit now. I'm like,
I saw this girl with Whitney and Eliza getting hate duetted on TikTok.
Yeah, I'm like that. I was like, I was right after them.
What the fuck?
They're probably gonna listen to this too because they were really upset with me.
I hope so. Yo, guys, fucking.
It's psycho.
Rub one out and, you know,
please.
Call your dad and.
But they like, they literally, so the guy posts a duet, which has, so you know, if you duet it, you do it a lot on your TikToks. It has the person's handle.
Yes.
So they dueted me and I got pissed. So I posted it on my Instagram, my stories.
Yeah.
And then I posted his Instagram page. It was open and I didn't say to do anything. I just left his page there going, oh, here it is. Here's this guy's handle. Do I have fans that will stick up for me? Yeah,
great.
Turns out I do.
Great.
Turns out I do. Especially my one friend, Samantha Mack. She's a porn star. Really great gal. She's sick and she gets like hounded all the time by like trolls. So she's like, fuck this. So she, I guess, messaged the guy's girlfriend and was asking if she was okay and was like, just like, you know what I mean? Just saying like, you know, your boyfriend's harassing women online. And I also said something, like I commented on a picture being like, just so you know, your boyfriend is harassing women specifically online, like, which is
wow.
what you're doing. Which is what you're doing. It is
you
bullying.
Guys.
It's fucked up.
Yes,
you're fucking bullying me. And then I post your page, and you lose your mind. Like, you talk about harassment. I'm like, now you know how it fucking feels. You have one little small taste of what it feels like to people call you piece of shit. Like, you don't think you posting me being unfunny isn't other people watching my video going, this girl sucks. She's shit. Like, yeah, other people messaging me saying I'm shit.
Yes.
Fuck you. Anyways, fuck him. And then it just hilarious. The audacity though to threaten me with the Netflix thing. Like, okay, I'm like, go ahead, try. What dear Netflix.
Yeah, dear Netflix, yeah.
Dear Mr. Netflix, Steffi's mean.
Yeah.
She's so mean,
this
I hate
This is Caleb,
her.
I'm 17, I live in Des Moines, Iowa. Yeah, heard of it. Anyway. You're like, all right, dude.
Like, all right, see you later. Anyways,
no
I'm talking
power.
About them more. They're going to love that I'm talking about them more, but it's just.
Okay, so the thick skin that LA definitely asks you to find.
Immediately. Like, I was here for. Literally, my first week here was just hell on earth. I was living in a friend's apartment. It was a one bedroom. There's three of us living in it. Nightmare. I like immediately had a weird threesome with these two guys. Anyways,
whoa.
I'm so short. Thought I had AIDS.
Out.
Thought I had AIDS right away. I was like, oh, I have AIDS. I moved to Los Angeles. I have AIDS. I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I really, and it was at Saddle Ranch to begin with. I was doing cocaine in Saddle Ranch with a Canadian $5 bill. And then I was like back at their Airbnb, like having sex unprotected. I'm like, what am I doing right now? Disgusting.
Living the dream.
Yeah, that's the dream.
Fucking
this,
when
this
they talked
dream's
about
it. Dream's a nightmare. I don't know if this is not a dream. It's a bad dream and I hate it.
Wow. That's because guess what? There is some version of LA that you lived that you saw or heard. Also, I'm sure there was a no shortage of people when you were making the move being like, look out for this, but also like, dude, tell me when you do this.
Yeah,
so
you
had this mixture of like things to be cautious of, but things to look forward to, and they just somehow met in the middle in a fucking coked out Saddle Ranch bull riding threesome.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Also, as a Canadian, it's so much harder to move from Canada to here because there's no.
I thought you were about to say to find a Saddle Ranch.
Yeah, actually, there's no Saddle Ranches in Canada. So if Canada's looking for a new, new
franchise,
place to be able to do a bunch of cocaine and then try to ride a bull in front. Also, not a turn on for me.
No.
Just like riding a bull in front of these men. Like,
not doing it for anyone, male or female.
No, nobody wants that.
No one succeeds, and if you do, you shouldn't be there.
No, it's weird.
You should be in a rodeo somewhere.
Yeah, if you are good at it, get a life. Like, you're in the wrong business. Yeah. What are you doing? No, the whole thing was strange. And then the worst part was, so the next morning after the threesome, I had no cell phone. I was like lost. I just moved here, so I had no number or anything. I didn't know where
God.
I was. I walked for 3.5 hours to get back to my friend's apartment. I was so lost in the middle of like way past downtown. Get home. I was like trying to show off the hot guy I fucked, and he had blocked me on Instagram. I was like, okay, I have AIDS. I'm blocked on Instagram. Like, I go right to AIDS every time too. I don't know why I go to AIDS. I'm like,
it's a scary one. I mean, we got it under control now, I feel like.
We're
there's
fine.
Billboards aplenty.
I'm an insane person.
Do you keep in touch with these dudes anymore?
No. Most of them unmatch me right away. Also, my comedy, and I know I'm always like, why am I single? And then I go on stage and I'm like, men are the worst. They're fucking pigs. I'm like, this is why. I'm like saying wild shit. And like, I do talk about men a lot in my act, but never names.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it's names.
It depends on what they do, right?
Well,
is it tough to not out someone depending on what has transpired?
I mean, I did my friend's pod recently, and I talked about this guy. We have a bad history, and I never said his name, but I said something specific that they knew about, and then he heard about it, so I had to edit that part of the podcast, and now he's all pissed. I'm like, well, don't be a bad man then.
Right.
Don't be bad.
It's on you. It's easy. Don't be a piece of shit.
Like, every time a guy asks me, like, online, like, oh, you're going to use me in your act? I go, if you do something wild,
yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
Sorry.
if you open the door for me and show me a good time, you're probably not going to make your way into the opening 5 minutes.
Yeah. Also, like, who wants to hear about a nice date? Oh, my God. So the night I was out with this guy.
Yeah.
He was so nice. He paid for dinner. Yeah. He opened the door.
He didn't take his dick out at the Cheesecake Factory.
FaceTimed his mom to brag
about how he was on a date and, you know, paying for the whole thing.
That's it. That's not funny. Nobody wants to hear that. They want to hear about the man who bites your neck mole off, which actually happened. A man did, in fact. I used to have a neck mole. You're going to barf. You're going to throw up. Yeah, I did have a neck mole. It's no longer there. It was $400 they removed.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm going to talk about that.
I tried to pick off a upper boob mole from my eighth grade girlfriend when we had gotten back together freshman year high school summer. And then we went on a camping trip with four of our other friends. She decided to ghost me the whole trip. Wouldn't even sleep in the same tent with me.
Was this before or after the picking of the mole?
Oh, this is before.
Okay.
And then we haven't talked. It's the last day. We're down at the river. We're laying out. I'm trying to instigate any sort of conversation. At this point, I'm like, the relationship's over. So let me just salvage an afternoon by the fucking creek. And I'm just trying to, I got the sun beating down. I got my buddies who, I'm not even in the same fucking tent as she just goes, I don't, no, like, we're dating. I'm like, this should be hand job city.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm the mayor and you're running for vice president or vice versa. Yeah. And
hand job USA.
And I look over and I'm just trying to like make small talk. And I see a little, what looks like to me to be like a little rock or a piece of dirt. Mm-hmm. And she hasn't spoken to me all morning. And I lean over and I go, oh, you got something right there. And I start flicking at it. And then I pick at it. It doesn't move. And I go.
And you didn't think at this point, huh, maybe it's attached. You thought, no, it's still a rock stuck to her skin.
Yes. I was like,
okay.
I was like, hey, don't be a. Don't like she's gonna watch you not be able to get this rock off.
Okay.
And then now are you really a man? It's almost like Jada with Will. Like, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And so I'm doing that, and then all of a sudden there was just a moment that hit me. I go, and then I just go, that's a mole, huh? And she goes, yeah. And then I go, cool. And then I just roll back over, and I mean that was as if we were not already broken up. That was just. Like,
I will say though, she knows it's a mole. Immediately should have been like, hey, that's a mole.
Flinch. She, yes, you're right. She let me continue to
she really let you. This knew it was a mole.
Yeah.
I've known for years, hated it. Always put men to the other side of the neck. I'm like, don't go near the. It was big. It was like a junior mint. Big mole.
Wow.
Don't go near the mole.
Did you name it?
No, I looked like a junior mint. I called it a junior mint. Like, it looked like a little.
So a guy bit it off in the heat of passion?
Yeah, yeah. I think he was going to bite my neck, but bit the mole.
Also a bold choice.
Bold move.
Hey, you a vampire?
Yeah,
Ever heard of licking or softly nibbling?
Soft nibble. Or, again, stay away from the neck. I'm self-conscious.
Up
to the head.
Also,
to the head.
Bite comes way after. Even like sucking the neck like a psycho. If you need, are you trying to give a hickey? Is it 1992? If it is, away. But
suck the tits at least. Suck the neck.
Sucking neck.
We're sucking tits.
He's biting necks and punching tits. Yeah, this guy, put him in the fucking UFC.
I had a guy slap both my breasts once. He wound up and I thought he was going to hit me in the face. And I was like, okay, here it comes. And he went, ga-gong. And I was like, and I like burst out laughing. So I was like, first of all, what the fuck? But second of all, both. He hit both. Like he had it ready to fucking go, like lined up. It was hard too.
Did you say anything after?
No, I laughed and I went, what the fuck, never do that again. And he's like, what? And I'm like, what do you mean what? He's going like it rough. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Different. I'm like, my ass maybe. Like, also the worst was like, oh, he's gonna hit me in the face. And I accepted that already. I was like, because he wound up like it was, I saw the hand.
Like before he went to dinner.
Where is this going? No. Yeah. Before the Cheesecake Factory. He's like, we're gonna get two pieces of cheesecake. We're not sharing. And then hit both of them. I was like, it was wild. Big wind up.
What the fuck?
It would be like a girl winding up to give you like a massive hand job. Like, why would you? You're going so far back.
And then she just headbutts it. Yeah.
She bites the tip, spits it out.
What a weird move.
Odd.
To look you in the eyes, to then get defensive, like, oh, you didn't think that was going to happen? Or like,
yeah. I'm rough. You knew I was rough. I'm like, I just met you. Off Tinder. It was in Ottawa, Canada. We literally was on Tinder, and then I like weirdly
the titty slap in capital of the world.
He was like, "This is for the prime minister."
Holy shit!
Yeah.
So yeah, worthy of making its way into the act.
Yeah. So these things are gonna make the act. You're a nice man to me. We go on a regular date. That's it.
Yeah.
Had a nice date.
You're looking
date.
For that.
Nice.
You're wanting that.
I want a nice man. Do they exist?
Oh, boy.
Are there any left?
There's got to be somebody.
I don't think so.
Are you
a nice man?
No.
See?
No.
There's none left.
Are you an active, are you swiping away? Like, do you go through waves where you're like, I mean, there's probably got to be a double-edged sword with this where you're like, all right, I'm getting a lot of material, right? That's, do you find that you're, by the way, you are one of the funniest people in Hollywood. Well, and I'm just going to flat out say that.
That's,
and you,
wow, that's quite the statement.
You're one of the funniest people.
He says on every podcast, doesn't he?
I do not. my fiance and I were both crying laughing when, I mean, I've seen you a bunch prior to this, but at Jam in the Van that one night where I went up to you and was like,
I remember that.
Just specifically, I, you know, because also I don't know how much you watch when you're at your show or at the club,
no,
right?
Like, you don't watch a lot.
I don't either.
Yeah.
And even if I do, it's a snippet. And then it's not even about not wanting to like get influenced by something. I don't know.
See too much.
Yes. And I don't even like when I'm on stage sometimes hearing my own voice. I don't want to be watching.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but I truly stood there and watched from top to bottom, and it was just like, whoa, like a force. And what I love is when someone, first of all, I just love your energy and then your voice, everything about it. And then you connected right away. And that for me is always big, where it's like some people want, it's fine. They take their time. They go and, you know, they maybe go right into the bits. They don't want to break the fourth wall and kind of, but you just like immediately everybody was on board.
It's hard to do. I try to do that whenever I can. But sometimes, like, shows like that, I just do better also in outside shows for some reason. I think my energy, just people are like, oh, they kind of like, especially that's like a stoner show, too. Everyone's like high as hell.
Yeah.
So you have to come out and, like, get their attention. But there's a lot of times where I come out with that energy and people are like, no, I don't like this at all.
How do you adjust with that?
Oh, I keep going. And I go, you'll like it at some point. And then I'm like, no, they probably won't. I drill it. I'm like, you'll like me. And then I'm like, no, you're probably not going to. But I force them to like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't always.
Do you
Houston, Texas?
I mean, we all have a city where you're just like, all right, just slap
them. Never
again.
Yeah. Just slap them.
When you okay, so the threesome happens. Mm-hmm. So take me back to these early days. You get over that, and then you're like, all right, everything's gonna be up from here.
Yeah, that's what I thought, and then I.
Or were you traumatized and like I should move back?
No. I was like, here's the thing. When you make the move from Canada, it's already a big move. I'm like, I am so determined and driven. I will not go back. I will not go back to the bad situations I had with men in Toronto too. I left like some people I hated there. I'm like, I don't go back to that. I also made a big scene. I'm like, I'm out of here, Toronto. Fuck you. Like, I have to leave now. That's it. I'm not coming back.
Yeah, it's an awkward if you.
Yeah, can't go back.
Come back with your tail between your
legs. Exactly. And I'm not gonna do that. It's embarrassing. And I'm like, I just can't. I'm like, I've also like. You kind of hit a ceiling in Canada. I love Canada.
So you were grinding the stand-up world there.
I've been doing comedy for 18 years now.
Yes. And acting too, like were you just kind of foot in all the pools?
Trying to do it all. But here's the thing with Canada, and this is why a lot of people leave, and I hate to shit on Canada, but I will. They pick their favorites in commercials, in TV, in comedy. There's like a top 10 people they pick. If you go to Canada for a weekend in Toronto, you're gonna see the same fucking people in every commercial. Mm. The same five faces. You're gonna go, okay. And it's like, I go to casting, like to do commercial auditions, and the person that was reading in the room with me, the person that was running the camera, would book the commercial. I'm like, what am I even doing here?
Wow.
Like, why am I even trying to do this? It's the same fucking 10 people. I'm like, I wasn't one of them. And I'm like, fuck it. I'm fucking leaving. Like, I'm trying my best here. I know I'm funny. I know I'm like different. I know I have a different fucking sound and face, but I'm like, it just wasn't, I guess, what Canada wanted. So I was like, fuck this. I'm going to LA.
Did anyone give you the advice to do it, or you just decide on your own?
Like, a couple. Deb Giovanni was a big one. So I'm like, she's like a huge influence of mine. She's so fucking funny. Yep. And she always was like, you know, did everything independently in Toronto. And I like was like, I following her, and she moved out here and she was doing well. I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking moving. Like, I'm not, it's also, there's just way more.
Yep.
Like, the example is in Canada is like, there's like, what, four festivals in Canada? We're all trying to get these fucking four festivals, these four little things. It's just for laughs. And it's like three other festivals. But then in here, there's like, there's so much pie.
Yes.
And everyone can have so much of the pie.
Yes.
There's like a different, like every single day, there's like something else to do here. And there's something, like, there's like so many festivals. I'm not like, oh, I didn't get that festival. It sucks. Now I have a whole other year. It's like, no, there's 28,000 more things to do out here.
There is the take that some people have of like, oh, there's so much competition. And you're like, yeah, but that's because there's so many opportunities.
Yes. So many opportunities.
And there's just, yeah, it's still a numbers game, and there's still, like, you might be going up against more people, but your opportunities, if you, put your, you know, put the pedal to the metal, are going to be more frequent, and you're just going to, you want to be around where it's happening.
Yes.
Ultimately.
Yes.
Like, that's when I hear people that are, you know, New York or L.A., I'm like, yeah, I mean, I only know what I know being here. I know that New York is great for stand-up, but I also know that everything is here.
Yes.
So at some point, which, you know, proof's in the pudding, you see some people from New York, they eventually just come here
Yeah.
or become bi-coastal. Because you're like, if you truly want more of the pie or just, it depends on what you want, I guess, too. If you want to just, you know, be trying to do it all, you got to be in the place that has it, right? Yeah.
And I wanted to act originally, so that's why I came out here. I wanted to be like a character actress. I'm like, come out here.
Who'd you look up to?
David Cross is like my go-to.
I fucking love you. It's like, I knew we were kindred spirits.
I was just talking about
Run, Ronnie, Run like 2 days ago.
Like, he does everything. He does stand-up. And him, like, fucking Tobias and Arrested Development, like, blew my dick off. I'm like, the fact that he does sketch, has Mr. Show, does stand-up tours and as a character.
One of my favorite comics.
And when you see him, you're not going to be like, oh, my God, David Cross. There's no paparazzi following David Cross around.
Yeah.
So you want that. I want that. I want that so bad.
Wow.
I want comics to look up to me. I love when comics find me funny. Like, I know sometimes if I do a show and I'll eat shit, but the comics like, you fuck it, that's so good. I'm like, okay, that makes me feel better. Like,
so getting past to the comic store was a huge deal for you.
Big deal. Especially as a Canadian. I could not find the last time a Canadian was passed at the comic store. I think it was Harlan Williams.
Or Jim Carrey.
A long time ago.
Wow.
Yeah, especially a female Canadian. It's been a long fucking time.
Good for you.
So I was like, this is a big fucking deal. And I never even like really thought it was an option, like a possibility. I was like, yeah, I'll just go here and there, whatever. Like, it was, yeah, I feel nuts. When that happened, I was like, this is the craziest thing that's ever happened to me.
Did you get emotional?
Oh, yeah, I cried. I bawled my eyes out. When Emily called me, she's like, we just want to give you a call. And I was like, uh-huh. And I was like, it was on a Sunday at like 6. And I was like, yeah. She's like, so we really find you funny. And I'm like, oh my God, she's going to say she doesn't want me. She's like, and we want you to be part of the family. And I was like, ah. And then I just heard like sobbing. And I was like, getting emotional. I'm like, it was just like such a crazy, it was such a big deal.
So it wasn't on the radar, but then when did it become something that you like wanted? When you started to kind of hang around the store a little bit more, or what?
Yeah, I started like kind of hanging in the store, and like Luke Schwartz, I'll give a huge shout out to. He was always like, I'd like bomb doing the like potluck, and then I'd like leave upstairs. He's like, stop. He's like, stop. Just come back in a couple weeks. You do it again. I'm like, okay. And he'd always be like, stop.
Good for you, Luke.
Yeah, Luke's a nice, he's
sensible
a nice
dude,
man.
Good
dude,
head on his
funny
shoulders.
Funny as hell too. Yeah, good head on his shoulders. And I was like, fuck, I need to stop. And then Adam put me on development. And then I did one show, and then COVID hit. So it was two.
So you're on the path.
I was on the path. But it was like 2 years of like nothing. And I was like, oh my fucking God. I thought I was like taken off. Then I called in for my avails when it was over, and they're like, you're not on the list. And I was like, I was taken off. And then I was like, I bawled my eyes. I was like, no, I knew this was going to happen. I'm like, I swear I'm on it. I wouldn't just call you. But then apparently they said that some people have pretended that they were passed before and called in.
No shit.
Yes. Some ballsy ass motherfuckers, I won't say the name, but some people were calling and going, hey, I'm pulling my veils, and they were not on the fucking thing. Could you imagine?
No, that's so great.
That. Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Like Tinder swindler,
yes,
shit.
Yes,
yeah.
It is that kind of shit.
So she calls you, and then does that, I mean, because, you know, getting to be a regular at all the clubs is very cool. The store has an extra, I think, prestige level with the history behind it, the name on the wall. And, you know, I don't know, just the energy. There's three rooms. There's just a lot going on.
A lot going on. And everyone's been so fucking nice except one person. I don't need to name the person.
That's fine.
He's a big deal. Everyone loves him.
Not going to please everybody, right?
But everyone's been so welcoming and, like, chill.
Well, it's tough to not root for you and be on your side and be – and that's like we were just saying about, like, even with the dates, like, don't be a piece of shit and whatever. It's like – it truly is – a young comic was saying it to me the other day. He was like, it's like, man, you're just always in such a good mood when you come here and you're nice to – I go – it's that easy, man.
It's not hard.
And guess what? There are days when I come to the store and nights where if I've had a shit day or there's a lot going on outside of comedy that like I'm letting get to me. I just like try to take a beat. Also, then I get out into the parking lot and I'm like, I get to go do this right now.
Yeah.
So if you're going to take that with you, fucking find a way to make it funny or be on stage with it. Or, you know, one of the benefits of just being out and about and around, you know, getting to see people like yourself, and then you go, all right, like, why do I want to be in a bad mood right now?
Yeah,
like,
this is fun.
No one around here is really that upset. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here, or they'll just stay quiet, and you read the room, and, you know, you walk the other way. Yeah.
It still feels, like, wild when I show up and see some of the lineups. I'm like, I'm fucking on this lineup.
Yeah.
Like, it looks, I feel, I still have, like, that imposter syndrome, I guess.
Who was the first someone you met or were on a lineup with, because everyone has it.
It was Sebastian Maniscalco. We were on the same, like, he was on way earlier than me, but I was like, I'm on the fucking same night as him. Like,
he's also not
crazy.
As
crazy.
On as many lineups these days because of just being crazy rich.
Yeah, I mean,
and traveling the world. So, you know what I'm saying? So when he is in town, that's extra special.
It's wild. Yeah, he's the one that I really lost my fucking mind.
Wow.
I was like,
did you say what I was doing?
No, I was a baby. I don't want to, like, I also, now that I'm working there, I don't want to be the person that's like, hi, yeah, I'm like a psychopath.
Yeah.
So I'm just like,
the moment will come where you, where he sees you or whatever, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm like, just, that's why this whole Bill Burr thing is like crazy, because he literally just saw like one of my stupid fucking TikTok videos. Like, it's
one
literally
of your character ones?
Yes. And it's like,
which are brilliant, by the way. That's what I think I started to see a bunch and was just like, oh yeah, this is crazy.
There's a lot of them are really bad, but it was just like one video, and he was like, "What the hell?" And I was like, literally,
he messaged you, "What the hell?"
He literally, no, I thanked him for like posting. It was like,
oh, he reposted it.
Yeah, he reposted it.
On his
I woke
Instagram.
Up and I was like, "Why do I have 500 new followers?" I'm like, "Something's going on." Like, I don't just get 500 followers overnight.
Yeah.
And then I was like, and then I saw that he like commented on the video, and I was like, "What the fuck is going on?" Yeah, wild.
And so from that, he then checked out some of your stand-up or probably asked around and got his intel.
That's how the Netflix thing happened. Where like,
did he call you?
My manager called me. They're like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Nothing. I'm like walking my dog." They're like, "Are you sitting down?" I'm like, "I'm walking up Griffith. I can sit in the middle of the hill if you want me to. I don't know what the fuck you want me to do right now."
Yeah.
They're like, "Well," and then they told me.
Asian
like,
managers love to just hype
just let me say it. I'm losing my mind here. Just to fucking say what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm like, "Oh, you're going to tell me the biggest thing that's ever happened to me in my life? Fucking tell me right now while I'm picking my dog shit." Yeah, I'm like, "Can you just hold on. Let me tie the bag first. Like, what the fuck is going on?"
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was crazy. And then they're like, he asked you specifically to do this thing. And I was like, okay, well, that feels
nervous
wild.
For it?
Oh, I lost my mind.
Yeah.
I just freaked the fuck out.
It's going to be on Netflix. It's, you know, Bill picking you. So all the cool stuff.
It's also like you've done late night before.
Once.
Yeah. Okay. So of course you want that late night dream. Everyone wants to have that fucking 5 minute set. But my thing is, I'm not clean. I can do clean if I have to. I don't want to do clean.
No.
I don't want to do a squeaky.
I've tried,
5 minutes.
Man.
It's not. I don't like it.
It ends up just changing. I'm like, fuck. And not that I need taking out cursing is easier, I think, than people think.
Yes.
But there's just like at a certain point you go, all right, maybe I'm not for that.
No.
Maybe I just can't adjust.
But it's also like, do you talk like that or think like that? Like, I'm always like being a pervert. Like, I almost hit a fucking Porsche when we hear as I was checking a guy out. I was like honking. I'm like, "Oh, I'm getting in a car accident." I'm like, "Oh, this guy." I'm like, "What am I doing right now? I'm a pervert when I'm alone." Like, I talk and think like a disgusting pig. So I'm not going to go on stage and be like, "Cranberries."
Yeah.
Am I Brian Regan? Like, I'm not, this is crazy.
The band or the food.
Like, it's like, it's insane. I'm not going to do that. So I'm like, I never wanted to do like a clean 5 minutes, squeaky. And not, also, there was nobody asking me. At no point has any late night been like, "We need stuff." Never once been offered this. I'm acting like I have. No one has ever asked me once.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I didn't want to do a clean 5 minutes and then go, like, people follow me and they go, "Wait, my first video is me, like, I'm shoving a White Claw in my ass."
Oh,
and they're like, "What the fuck is that? That's not what we just saw."
Up.
So I want people to like know. You know, I wanted to be me.
Yes.
And I was so me on this. That's like, it's crazy.
And you did a couple shows, right?
We had two shows, yeah.
So let's take
the same set. I think they're going to take my late night set. It was definitely more connection. The late night cry, it's like, yeah.
What was the rush like compared to anything else? Or was it just by itself, standalone, a new, cool feeling?
It was a cool feeling.
Yeah.
It was a very cool feeling. But it was also like, so there's so many cameras, and like Bill was backstage. And then like the second show was crazy because I did this like stupid riff where I said, "A guy's dick smells like the middle of an old book." And then Bill came out and he was still laughing. And then I didn't even hear him, but like my friend told me that Bill came out. He's like, "Jesus Christ, did you hear what you just fucking said?" And was like, still, my Bill impression's really bad. But
that was great.
Like, he literally said like my line and he was still laughing about it. And I was like, okay, that's crazy. Now I feel nuts.
Oh,
now I
man.
Feel fucking literally insane.
Did he say anything to you after?
Yeah, he hugged me and he thanked me for doing it. I'm like, thank me. I'm like, I almost started crying. I'm like, you just changed my life.
Yeah, man.
And he's I'm like, no, you don't understand.
That's
like,
what's cool about Bill too, is that like he, it's not lost on him that he is doing a cool thing.
Yeah.
But he's not, it's not about that for him. So that's why for him to kind of just be like, yeah, it's whatever. It's like, you were fucking funny. You made me laugh. And I have this thing to help throw some exposure towards you.
It's crazy.
Did you call any family members or anything?
Oh, yeah. No, everyone knows. It's pretty, it's pretty wild.
So now there's got to be, I love when you get things like this, and when it comes out, you're going to have, whether it's teachers or fucking titty slappers, someone's going to be hitting you up.
Oh, yeah.
Just being like, well, coming out of the woodwork for good and for bad.
Speaking of tits, I have sent mine to a lot of people. And the problem is, early on, my face was in it. So I'm guessing my tits are going to come out online. Oh, yeah. I've sent my cans to everybody who look at them.
Oh,
so I'm thinking.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh no. I have sent a couple.
Is that the go-to pick?
Oh yeah. I don't hate my cans, so I'm sending them around. But now, I'm worried they might come out after this. And I'm like, God damn it! I'm not famous. I'm like, they can't come out until I'm famous. Let me get famous, then bring out the tits.
So are you already planning like your?
I don't know what to do. I'm like, they're coming out, and I might have to post them. I don't know what to tell you. I'm like,
I mean, look.
What do we do?
Boy,
I'm worried.
I don't think you should be. I think Boy.
Not bad. I will say, I'm not going to be embarrassed by them.
Great.
But I'm like, I don't want my family members seeing my fucking cans.
Yeah, that's the thing where you go, Dad, like, don't go on the internet for a couple years. Yeah, you know?
My dad just figured out Instagram, and now I'm like, great. Oh, now he's going to be searching.
He's going to be tagging every single one that goes up.
Seriously.
I mean, look, I think it's never, if you look at any sort of exposed pic or video, it's only ever been, I feel like you'd be able to spin anything like that.
I'd have to spin it.
And look,
I'd get t-shirts made.
Yes, and the videos, maybe you playing like all these characters of like your publicity team that's like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Okay,
I just feel like there's a way to, you know, if it happens, what are you going to do about it? Yeah. And if you sit back and do nothing.
No, I'm doing something.
Yeah. You jump on it and you capitalize on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, shit, there's this, I was just in Atlanta and at the Punchline, this kid named Brian, I didn't know his last name, I'm not going to say it. Well, I'll actually say it. Brian King, I think. He got slapped after a show. And that a woman wasn't even at. It was an outdoor show, and she just was, apparently her husband had just passed, and it was too, she didn't like hearing people laughing.
Oh, is this at the backyard show?
Yes. I
saw a post about it.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Okay, shit.
So he goes, it's gone kind of viral. And then I was like, sometimes people are just like, my thing went viral. So you're
it did.
Yeah, so then the other comment's like, yeah, it's huge on Reddit, whatever. I was like, holy shit. So I go, bro, you gotta like, you know, whether it's Angela Johnson, Russell Peters, Bill Burr, people have these videos that have, like, popped off, and look, he's not being funny in it, but I'm like, hey, man, you're funny. There's got to, like, you're getting a little moment to whatever, so that, just like what I was saying with you, like, if you find a way to not just post it and be like, I'm the slap guy, hey, May, if you're looking, you know.
Like him in the hospital after?
Yeah, really, something.
Yeah, I just like do a big prosthetic, be like, it really swelled up.
Yeah. And like, some short film on the woman, he tries to track her down, some sort of like documentary where he tries to find her and like, you know, marry her.
That's,
I don't know.
Wild.
But
yes.
But there also could be, like, you did this great video once. And again, follow Steph on TikTok and the Gram. What do you think you post more on?
The Gram. I'm shadow banned again on TikTok, so it's a nightmare. Everything's. Don't follow me on TikTok.
You have tons of wigs. You have tons of stashes.
Lots of wigs.
We both go to Hollywood Toys and Costume. When I first started, when YouTube popped, and I was a graduate in 05, 06, when I was like, I'm going to start putting up a bunch of videos, I would go there 2-3 times a week.
Just buying the place out.
Oh, I mean, they got to know me there. Within like, there were times where I got there, and they're getting ready to close, and they would like let me go in and like Toys R Us shopping spree, walking around by myself with no parents. Yeah, just being like, and like you said, like there's better mustaches you can get.
Yeah, they have good mustaches.
They're the ones with just the sticky stuff, the adhesive that comes on it, but I was like, you know what I need. Give me that spirit gum, baby.
I need the spirit gum.
Yeah.
They look way more real.
Come on. You got to. Yeah. And it gets hot, and you're like, I got to reapply. You got to bring it with you.
Is your Dr. Phil a spirit gum, or do you use just the
So
spirits?
That's the makeup pro friend of mine who, you know, met her on one season of Mad TV we did. She's SNL, Westworld, huge. So she's got all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
That stash, I think, is from when Will Sasso did Dr. Phil on Mad TV. But then I had Chris Farley DeBear sketch one time she used for me on it from SNL that she kept. But yeah, that's on there for good. Yeah. But I've done the cheap ones, and those are fine too. But anyway, so you did this video where you were in the shower. It showed a video of a guy in the shower, I think. And then he was like pouring the water or something.
And then
you cut to you.
Oh, like crawling out of the drain? Was it that one?
I think so, right?
It was just
using the, which I love, using the video, and then it cut to you like to be the, what the guy was looking at, basically.
His
POV.
Yeah. Those, it's some, that's a fun way of using TikTok.
Yes.
Not being fucking hateful and goddamn, women aren't funny. All right. Get a new perspective.
Also,
it's the most hack thing in the world.
I know, dude.
It's crazy.
Just like, it, you know.
Everybody, you're not funny. All right.
Even
thanks.
Even the whole like women's sports thing, I'm just like, what fucking,
what is this?
What year is it? Who are you? Why do you even fucking care?
Why do you care?
What
because
is it?
You're
like,
a fat slob in your basement.
Oh,
that's why.
Man, like,
you're a disgusting pig.
Do you find pressure to like create content, or do you do it because you love it? A little bit of both, right?
Both. What do you think? Because I'm like, I used to post a lot more. I've been like, you know, letting a video sit for like 2 days now.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I feel like I feel like if I don't post first thing in the morning, it's not a good time. So I'm like, I have to have something edited before I go to bed. So the other night, I was up till 2 a.m. editing a stand-up thing. I'm like, what am I doing?
And you wake up and you're like, fuck, I got to put, it's like,
I'm like, this is psychotic.
Time, I guess, is better to post. So like,
I just want to get to the point where I don't have to worry about doing this.
Totally.
But
you'll
like,
still have
just,
a hand in it. You'll still be.
I'll still do some stuff, but I'm like, I'm tired.
I know. You want to control and worry about the things that like creatively and not the other bullshit.
Yes. But I'm like, then some of the videos I'm like, I have to go out and get people to help me with because like some ideas are too grand. I'm like, I can't do this whole, I go to this thing where I'm falling down the whole, the hill at Griffith, but I'm like, someone has to come with me. Then I have to fall down the whole hill. Like, it's a lot. This is
the
whole
Wait,
thing.
You just want to fall down the hill? That's the whole video?
Yeah, I want to do, it's me like pretending to fall, but I want to do the whole Griffith. But I'm
so
like,
funny.
Again, people will be watching. It's a whole thing. I get embarrassed when people see me do a video. Everybody follow me on Instagram right now.
Yeah?
I'm forcing. Follow me now,
oh
damn it.
Oh, my God. I just saw a little window. Are you, when you're on a first date, how are you Steph through and through?
No, I just went on a first date actually a couple days ago, and we went up Griffith. We went on a hike, and I was
Great.
Like trying to be.
It's a good first date, right?
No, it's too bright. I'm sweating. I look like a boiled ham. I'm wet the whole time. I'm like, there's not a good look.
Just constantly doing
like
that.
Sweating now. I'm like, I can't wear like.
It's hot in here, huh?
It's very hot.
Dave, can we turn the air on?
Yeah, you don't mind the.
No, let's just have the sound. I'm fucking. I did this, and I was just like, dear God. I don't think I've had forehead sweat since I was running for treasure in 1995.
I'm gonna slip out of the damn chair.
Yeah, sorry.
In a
yeah, you're great though. You're not sweating. I know. I
it's the mullet's hiding it. I'm soaked right now. Damn it all to hell. I'm wearing a shirt.
You guys look good.
You look great, though. Yeah. This is way better,
six,
yeah.
Okay,
great.
Jesus.
First date, hiking.
It's not ideal. It's too bright. I like to be in the dark. My ideal first date to me is a dive bar. I can have a couple sips.
Yeah.
And I'm trying not to drink right now, so I'm like.
How come?
It's fun. I'm trying to lose weight, and it's drinking.
It is.
It's
huh?
straight up drinking. And it's like
the calories or the snacks that come out.
It's everything.
Everything, I know.
And I have such a high tolerance that I'm like, I can't have four beers. I'm having 12. Like, if I'm drinking, I'm getting a buzz.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm like, it's stupid.
How's it going?
I'm
fine right
2 weeks in.
Great.
Well, because I couldn't drink because I had open sores.
Let's talk about this. We'll come back to the first date and the booze sober
these,
train.
These scars were on the first date. So I was in Mexico for my sister's wedding.
Yeah.
And
Mazel tov.
Yeah.
Like the guy?
He's great.
Great.
Yeah, he's great. They're very good together. He's very nice. He's sweet.
You document
very supportive.
Oh, good.
Yes.
You documented the trip, like, which was great. Just the whole lead up, everything, being at the resort. Great.
Big lead up to this resort. I have a weird thing where sometimes in the sun, I get some blisters. It normally on my hand. I've been getting it for years. I used to call it toad hands. It'd be a couple of blisters. They get kind of swollen. It's very gross. Fine. So I know not to be in the sun. So day two, I'm in the sun a little bit. I got a one-piece bathing suit on. I'm not flopping around. I'm in and out. I'm in the shade. I'm in the pool. I'm in the sea. I'm not out at all. Got my sunscreen on. Day three, I wake up. Got these marks on my leg. And they're not little marks. They're like patches of raised skin. Little tiny bumps. And I'm like, looks like the toad hands are now on my legs. By the fourth day of the wedding, they're so bad. It's my, you can see on camera now, I'm very scarred. I got to stand up. Okay, we got to stand up. You can see the sweat. I'm going to show.
Yeah.
So you can kind of, this is now, this is good. So this is.
We're in a better place
so
now.
So all of these patches were raised and then blisters. So I had like these.
Just bubbling boils.
Bubbling boils. So it was so fucking hot down there. So not only the fucking sun, but the heat. So the bridesmaid's dress was so long and thick that I guess all day it just festered and boiled. So it spread. It was all over my stomach. Like it was, I had to pop them before doing the Netflix thing. Like the blisters were so bad. They were peering through my tights. I literally had to like ooze
otherwise
them
you're just
out.
Gonna have bumps.
Bumps. Bumps. So I wore like, personally wore fishnet stockings to kind of hide the scarring and stuff. And because I could wear like bandages on my legs still. Nightmare. So I
wore the
home.
Bandages on the during the taping
and talked
about it.
Oh, no, I didn't talk about it.
Yeah, because
like, fuck this. No one's gonna see it.
Yeah, and you just go like, yeah.
Wow. Like, look at my. I mean, yeah. I did do an hour the next day, and I was showed everybody, made them all look. I'm like, look what I'm dealing with right now. And they're like, I'm like, I shouldn't have shown anybody. Why did I show anyone this? But I went to urgent care as soon as I got back because they were so bad. They were like the whole plane ride home. I had a dress on because I couldn't put pants on because it hurt so bad. Oozing pus through the fucking dress.
Did anybody say
Disgusting.
Anything?
No, the guy was having. Just like, I didn't need a
Bing.
Damn thing.
Excuse me, she keeps oozing pus.
Excuse me, can I move to any other seat? I'll sit with my head in the
toilet. You open the door, I'll jump out the fucking plane right now. I don't have to smell more leg pus.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Disgusting. I had like a little damp cloth I had to keep putting on it because it was so
sore. Pus does not smell good, by the way.
I mean, I wasn't giving it a sniff.
Smellless.
I wasn't sniffing it. I think, it was like watery pus. It wasn't like thick.
Okay, great.
I don't know what pus you're smelling. It's like big pus sniff over here. No, I was definitely not giving it a waft. But I went to the hospital, and it's a very common skin disease called polymorphic sun eruption.
Great.
And a lot of people get it. It's an allergy to the sun. That's it. And nothing to do about it. That's it. I have this now.
Just gave you
Can't
some creams, gave you some condoms.
Yep.
They're like,
yep.
Be safe.
Yeah.
Stay out of the sun more.
Yeah. I wish you gave me condoms. I'm actually running low. They gave me cream, antibiotics. I was on antibiotics for 10 days. That's why I wasn't drinking. And here, you can look it up, polymorphic sun eruption. It's very common. A lot of people on my Instagram were like commenting, like, I have that too, but like smaller patches. I think it was just, I'm too hot. Too much skin. This is why I, again, need to lose some weight. Need to lose some skin.
Are you, are you usually like prone to, I don't know, have you broken bones? Have you like had?
I've been in, well, yeah, I have a lot of weird ailments. That's why my podcast, Steph Infection, please listen to it.
Steph Infection.
Yes, I wanted you to do it.
Yes.
This is a podcast.
This
is why I do it.
You talk about people's ailments.
And it's like, I'm covered in open sores.
Wow, perfect.
I'm a scab.
Some are going to start saying that maybe you got those blisters just for the podcast.
Yeah. People are like, now I know why you do the podcast. But yeah, I'm unwell. I always have something weird. Like, it's never a normal thing.
Okay, so you do, because I'm getting this point. Like, I was a little too baked a few weeks ago, bumped into the wall, broke my toe. Like, I've got all my fingers are jammed from basketball. I've got, every 2 weeks, I'm just like the side of my head feels fucking tight. Like, I'm just getting very Jewy and older and, but I don't feel like it's, but just little knick-knack ailment things where you're like, I can live through this, but it's fucking annoying.
It's annoying. And now it's scarring. And I'm pissed because the legs are the only thing in my body that I actually like.
Yeah.
I still have a body part. Like, I used to Highland dance, so I don't have like flabby cellular legs. Nothing wrong with that if you do.
You get strong limbs if you Highland dance, right?
That's it. And I'm like, now my one thing is gone?
Yeah.
What the heck? Screw off. I'm going to tattoo over top of them, though.
For real?
Scars on top of scars. Yeah. No, I am. I'm going to tattoo my whole legs. These old boils
just for nostalgia?
yeah. But like Bill saw them. I was like airing my legs out. He's like, what the fuck are those? I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm like, I'm trying to like, because we're getting like our makeup done, but it hurt. We had the dress like resting on them. So I kept like airing them out.
Oh my
Nightmare.
Fucking God.
Nightmare. Anyways, I'm an open sore. That's why I've been sober, because I was on antibiotics. But normally on a first date, want to be drunk. A little buzz. I like to be a dark bar. I can be in my element. I'm riffing.
Yeah.
I'm probably using some cocktail napkins, doing a couple riffs.
Yeah.
People don't
bar
love that.
Games, maybe.
Yeah. I love a bar game. I love a bar game. Love darts. Love pool. Foosball, can't play because I beat
you sound
guys.
Like a lot
it's
of fun.
I am a fun gal. Screaming.
Maybe
it's the yelling that people don't like. Maybe it's when I do that that guys don't
it's
enjoy.
It's the volume.
Yeah.
No.
Just tone it down.
I think they're well. First of all, I mean. OnlyFans, those boils, there could be people out there,
I know, I
if this happens
that.
Again, where you could just cash in.
OnlyFans creeps me out.
I know.
Who's watching that? Sickos.
Well, I mean, the Cash Me Outside girl just made $52 million last year, apparently.
What did she do?
The Cash Me Outside girl from Dr. Phil, when she was like, hey, Dr. Phil, cash me outside. Suck my dick, Dr. Phil. And he was like, you show your fucking mouth, you little twat. We'll be right back. And then cut to 8 years later, $52 million, and she's bought a mansion. And apparently she's not even posting... That's not full nude. It's like
a full nude.
No.
So I can just show a whisper of. My tits are already out there, anyways.
I mean,
these things. But then it's the people who are watching them. I don't want no.
Yeah, you don't.
Can
want,
they like screenshot it? Like, can't they screenshot your stuff? Like, it's
I don't
weird.
Know, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. See, you don't know. You're a nice man. Yeah. You don't know.
There's got to be some Snapchat thing to protect you, because you know, like Snapchat shows you when you.
Yes.
Thing. It's got to be like that. I don't know.
See somebody recently a Snapchat.
But also, we're listening to a guy in a Garfield T-shirt.
Somebody recently
love,
like Snapchatted, and I saw that they saved my photos. They were in like the top of the chat. Like I went back in the chat. I went, what the hell? And I scrolled up, and there's my tits. And I was like, what are these doing here? Can you unsave them?
Dave.
I don't know. I don't have Snapchat.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't even. I just know that they have that.
Yeah,
Yeah. Because there's got to be something. Because it's like I don't. Otherwise, I don't know. I don't. You know what? Look. I can't do it. I have a couple of people DM me, and they kind of creep me out already. And if it's like those are the guys that are going to be looking at me.
No, thanks.
No, thank you. Please.
Do you, so you, Laura Bites, and Jess Michelle Singleton have a
new podcast called Slobs.
I mean, three phenomenal humans joining forces.
It's a very good force.
Yeah. I've only seen clips, but it looks like fucking mayhem.
It is
in the
mayhem.
Best way.
It is, because we're all very different.
Totally.
But it's such a good energy for the three of us to come together.
I mean, you put you in any of that, it's great. Jess also, I think, is Hyatt, right?
Like, yeah. So Jess is like,
who's driving the ship on this?
I think. I mean, we all have our own little things. Like Laura kind of has like the sensibility of it, and she'll come in with like a one liner and just like cut through whatever.
Yeah.
Jess is saying some.
She
like,
the eyes
crazy
of the audience
shit.
A little bit or no?
Not really.
Okay.
Jess is saying like some crazy shit, and then I'm usually coming at her being like, "What the fuck is this?" And
great.
Then I have something else to say.
Great.
So it's kind of like, it's working very well.
You found a flow pretty quick.
Yeah, we don't like plan anything like this. Like it's like this is a podcast should be where you're naturally talking and not like thinking of like
if you're
you know.
Genuinely interested. And you've got like, I don't know, then the questions should just come and then be able to carry a conversation and you know, add on to one moment with more information and then know when. The real trick of it is, I think, like getting to a point to where you can like know how much time to spend on something and then when shift gears and, you know.
And just having stuff to say. I mean, have I said these things before? Probably. Are people listening to my podcast? I don't think so. So I don't know. I'm like,
do you like doing it by yourself or with people?
No, people. Because I have to have a guest on my pod. The only single one I did was about my scabs because some people were asking me about it. I'm like, I may as well just do a 30-minute.
Yeah.
But I was like in my house alone talking to myself and the dogs walking around. I'm like, this is weird. Like, I feel like a psycho. Like,
you have dogs?
I have one dog. Susan.
Susan.
Yeah, Susan's so cute.
Great.
Susan.
I'm not a big fan of the human pet names, but I like that.
Susan's cute.
I'm really just going off my buddy that has a dog named Frank.
Frank is cute.
It is cute, but it just, I feel like it's coming from a real place when he yells at him. I'm like, that's directed towards Frank.
Yeah.
My dog is Pickles.
Oh, Pickles.
Do you know a human Pickles?
No, Pickles is so cute.
What type of dog is
Golden
Susan?
Retriever.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Homeward Bound.
I mean, she's right here. I got to show her. I mean, excuse me.
The love of your life.
A couple texts. I would literally take a bullet for her.
Isn't that crazy?
So literally.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's insane. No, she's beautiful. She also, so there's been the stupid neighborhood app. I got to get off it. The fucking.
Citizens app.
Not that one. There's another one. It's called like Neighborhood or something.
Jesus.
I don't know what it is, but saw the other day this girl posted a photo of her dog. She goes, my dog got stolen very close to my house. Like, these two guys came up, pretended to pet it and took it. I'm like, someone's going to steal Susan. So yesterday, literally walking down a side street, and some guy's like, what kind of dog is that? And I went, fuck you. And he was like, and I'm like, I don't give a fuck. No one's coming near my dog.
Don't care if you're the future Mr. Right.
Don't care.
Yeah.
He actually was good looking, and I felt bad after, but I was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm like, if anyone
looks at my
dog.
It's always the hot guys, though, that think that you're not going to think that they're going to steal the dog.
Hot people can suck my ass. I just saw four hot people cross Franklin in front of a cop car smoking a joint. I'm like, you think you can just do whatever you want?
They do.
Fuck you.
Fuck them.
Fuck off.
I also think that letting people, strangers, pet your dogs now should be a thing to be looking for.
Oh, yeah.
I've probably in the last few months been a little more apprehensive to let strangers touch my dog. And that's, fuck, I never thought because of that reason. It was just like,
no.
I also am just like, maybe I'm not even a germaphobe, but it's like just watching the way some people touch it. It's very personal.
Oh,
they're like, hey, can I check it? Somebody will just like do that, or just like one guy put his finger in my Pickle's mouth, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing,
okay,
man?
Okay, that's.
Yeah, that's.
Call the police.
Yeah, I know.
Why? That's, he's like, afterwards, like, oh, yeah. I like the way that's
perfect.
Yeah.
A little warm, though. You go, okay. You're judging the temperature?
Yeah, you're used to being cold. No, that's so sick. There's this woman in my area, and I feel bad, but she always pets Susan, and she always kisses her on the mouth. And I'm like, you gotta stop kissing my dog. Like, it's not. I don't kiss my dog in the mouth. Please don't kiss. And then she looks at me. Then that woman's kiss. It's gross.
Yeah.
Susan is very good around kids. So if someone's walking their kid, I'll be like, oh, if you want to pet the dog, and then Susan will lie down. That's very cute.
So she's good with kids.
Very good with kids. Sometimes I'm like, are you doing this to make me feel like my eggs shouldn't be dead anymore? Like, what are you doing? Like, my dog's just like being the one being like, you could have had one. Could I have, Susan?
This is what it was.
I'm trying. I'm trying to find you a dad. she's like, now animal services takes my dog away. And that's the last time I talked about Susan. I have her name tattooed on my leg.
Oh, see, I thought about getting a Pickles.
A Pickles. Yeah. Do you have tattoos?
No, I keep talking about this because I've seen some people get some questionable, not even the tat choices, the location.
Yeah,
I don't want you get it so people can see it, right? That's my thinking. Mm-hmm. When you're like, I got it here, I'm like, whoever sees that, people that I want to see. Oh, okay, I get that too. people that deserve that get behind the wall to see. Fine. Then get one. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
The sleeve, I really think is cool.
Get a sleeve.
I think it's fucking cool. I'm like, I don't ride a motorcycle. Have I been in a few fights? Yeah. Did I lose them both? Of course. I don't know. I make a wrist. Nothing small. A neck one's weird.
Don't do a small little pickle here. Just like a slice of a pickle.
When I was in Australia, I almost got these young comics I met out there. They were, one of them had a tattoo shop, and he was like, I'll get you one right now, mate. And I was like, Kermit the Frog smoking a joint.
Oh,
riding
my
a fucking
God.
Riding a pterodactyl. I just said it out loud, and he goes, I'll do it tonight for free. And I was like,
how did you not? That's the best tattoo I've ever heard.
I love the Muppets and like weed and
fucking.
I'm like, same.
I'm like, I almost got Kermit tattoo with my friend in fucking Grand Rapids. It was her first tattoo. I'm like, I'll get Kermit right now. Let's go. I'm like, I'll do Miss Piggy. I'll do fucking Gonzo. I'll do
the whole cast. Give me the whole cast of the Muppet Show season 2.
Once. Yeah. Insane. Muppet Show fucking theme. Like, it said the Muppet Show in the font, and then it had like curtains, and it had all the. It was unreal.
That's incredible.
It was the best thing I've ever seen. Janice was in there. It was like nuts. I love Janice.
Janice was arguably one of the cooler Muppets.
Oh, big time.
I mean, that band, I'm surprised there was no spinoff show or documentary. There should be some fake documentary about that band.
Who's your favorite Muppet?
I go back and forth. My mom bought me a VHS, Are You As Funny As Fozzie Bear, when I was, I think, 8.
Okay.
Which you put it in, and he goes, I'm going to teach you stand-up comedy. And then he basically would go like, he'd set up a joke, and it was interactive. You talked back with the TV. It's fucking incredible.
Okay.
Kermit's an easy answer. He's great.
Yeah, he's great.
I loved Gonzo.
Gonzo's great.
Probably Rolf the dog.
That's a good
I
call.
Loved huh? Rolf's, like, Jim Henson, you know, just a fucking god to me. Did so many voices, but the Rolf voice was so, I just loved it. And they played piano and he was so cool.
He
didn't fucking smoke a joint while playing piano, but he had this like lounge singer vibe and he just was like kind of dry and like, you know, just kind of like, you know.
Yeah, he always had a comment too. He's like, well, there goes Kermit again.
Yeah, so I liked that energy. Fozzie was a little too pushy sometimes.
I found Fozzie to be the most unfunny. It bugged me that he was a comedian.
Yeah. I guess they had to go that route, right? Maybe Ralph was funnier by default, but who was yours?
I think I'm going to say Rizzo. I know he was
great new, answer.
Funny. He'd always come in. Have you seen the Muppet Christmas Carol?
Has a Jew seen the Muppet Christmas Carol? Yes.
he's the funniest in that movie. He's always doing something.
Muppets Take Manhattan. He was great. Working at the diner.
Yeah. Pepe's also very funny. He's a newer one, but Pepe's hilarious.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah.
I know if they could, that's the thing too, when they just kind of rebranded, it's like a lot of the newer characters need to have a little bit more, maybe more oomph to just, you know, stand the test of time. Is there,
what I just saw with, Phil from, from Modern Family.
Oh, the second Muppet movie.
What was that? I just saw
Muppets Most Wanted or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God.
Phenomenal.
It's so good.
The music's really great.
It's such a, Tina Fey's in it for fuck's sakes. It's awesome. Such a good fucking movie.
I know.
God damn it.
They crushed
funny.
It. I know.
Kermit with the mole?
Yes.
It's the funny thing.
Great.
Just covering it up. Like, that's
just
it.
Waiting for somebody to bite it off.
Slaps the Kermit face. Yeah. I was like, that's why I related. I'm like, actually, that's my favorite Muppet. That reminds me of me.
So you're on a sober kick.
I'm on a sober kick.
You're a regular store. You got a great podcast. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're... do you have moments where you look back to being like, wow, 7 years, like doing some cool shit now? How often do you look straight ahead and go, cool, fucking check, awesome shit, but we're fucking, hey, Steph, fucking full steam ahead? Or are you good at being like, look at you?
I never do that.
Yeah.
I don't think I've done that once. I every day, like today, I filmed the self tape for a Farmer Number 3. So I was like, well, I'm nowhere. I'm shit. I'm absolutely shit.
In a Craisins commercial?
I said something stupid. And I said, like, me pretending to take a dollar bill off a thing and go, It was like, then at one point, I'm petting my dog. I'm like, this is not, what am I doing? Yeah.
Like, sir, no. Steph.
Cold Steph. Again.
Sorry,
damn it.
I saw a guy do it once. I thought, hey, making a choice. All good. Run it back.
I also, and I'm sure you get this, and it's a fucking sick. I talked to a lot of comics about this. It's the sick mentality we have where it doesn't matter what we get. Like I was like, I literally couldn't sleep the night of the bill taping. I was like lying in my bed. I'm like, holy fuck, this is insane. I should be so proud of myself. And like my agents were there, manager, and everyone said I did really well. So I was like, you know, like, very nervous. You're going to be shit doing a big taping. And I was like, I was really proud of myself. And I could not sleep. And the next morning I woke up, I'm like, okay, what next? And I'm like, fucking enjoy this, you dumb whore. I'm like, why can't I just sit for a second and be like, I should be so proud. I'm obviously proud of myself, but I'm like, every day I'm like, this, I guess it's the city and everything. Like, I'm just always like, okay, well, what next now? I have to like, you know, I want to do a movie. I want to be like a guest star in a movie. Like, I'm trying. Like, it's like, why can't I just enjoy one thing?
Here's what I'll say to that. I struggle with that. I've never not struggled with that. I think it's healthy to a certain extent of like always not being satisfied, which I think most people that really love it and want it aren't. You got to do it a little bit just to, there is some, I mean, to, because the whole reason I feel like I got into it because it's fun and you fucking love it. And it's, and you're not just like, you know, even, but you do get out here and you get into such of the rigmarole and the machine of like, get off stage. Cool. Did that. Now I'm off here. Mm-hmm. And like, maybe you're in the hall and you have a little down, but it's like, getting more cognizant about like, well, maybe when you get off stage, don't go right to that spot because then you do just so quickly forget about that. Maybe find a spot where you can like think about it and like celebrate a little bit more, or go directly to somebody's house who had an earlier spot and talk about your, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, controlling a little bit more of the, of not being so like just looking in the rearview mirror, or I'm sorry, looking forward ahead. But then again, I, devil's advocate, I feel like it is healthy to keep on it like that by not enjoying it too much, so that you can get into that condition to yourself to be like, everything is like important to a certain extent, but not so that you're putting all your eggs in that basket. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I also just get the point where I'm like, I just don't want to like, even though I should just take a couple weeks off, like even social media, like not posting for a couple weeks, but I'm like, I just, once I'm in the swing of doing something too, the momentum, I'm like, I feel like now too, I'm on like, this is a good momentum. So I want to keep doing shows and like,
yes.
But I'm like,
no, you're right.
But this week I don't have a single day off. I'm like, I'm going to blow my brains out. I'm like, this is, I need a night to sit.
Good. Well, then, and then I think, so then, you know, crush this week, enjoy it, and then make sure that you do have that next week.
Yeah. And that's, I have like no new jokes right now, and like that's even stressing me out. No. I'm like, people are gonna see me and Steve already seen that joke and they're gonna be like, this is not funny. I'm like,
every time
so...
you go up, you're getting better and getting stronger, and like, you know, and then, well, then good, even just to reckon, even just to have those thoughts of like, fuck, I don't, so then maybe like, you know, come up with a couple new things to go on stage with that you're excited about. Even one thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll do that where I'm just like, I, you know, I'm, same thing where you're just like, fuck, like I, you know, and whether it's a crowd work thing that's going to happen, or sometimes that'll happen where I'm like, if I'm like, God, I don't want to do anything, even if it's newer stuff, then I'll just like challenge myself to like not do a joke for the first 5 minutes or something. And sometimes create something from that, or even it's just one thing to get excited about.
Yeah,
but you have so much now to keep yourself busy, which is great, because now you won't be so fixated on one thing. Like this farm audition, I'm sure you've already forgotten about it.
Well, I also know damn well I'm not getting it. I'm also like, I have a mullet. Is this what a farmer looks like? And then I there's one part where they're like, ad lib a fun conversation. I was like, I dressed up my scarecrow like my husband. I'm like, this isn't even funny. What am I saying? Like, this is like, this makes no sense. This is not what a farmer would say.
We meant a real farmer, Steph. One people would watch on TV.
Yeah, like it makes no sense. I'm like, why am I
funny though.
I mean, to me, it's funny. It's
did you go in with wigs or a farmer outfit? Do you have like enough of a wardrobe for?
I just put like overalls on, right. Like a plaid shirt.
Yeah,
like,
great.
I got my nose ring. I'm like, here we go. I'm a farmer.
Do you want your own show? Ultimately, the Steph show. What do you want?
I ultimately want to do my own cartoon.
Well, yeah.
So I have one like ready to go. If there's any executive listening, I've been trying to pitch it for
that's
a while.
All we have animation execs. Yeah. That's all that listen.
Yeah,
to this.
Wait. It's yeah.
Do you have a VO agent?
I do.
Great.
I do. I have booked one thing, and it was a dead serious mini docu series where I played a dead serious detective, and no one's heard it. How do I not?
You got such range with your pipes,
I
too.
I can't book a voicing. I cannot book a voicing. I've tried so hard. I've done a couple, like, if someone, like, I don't know, if, like, anything I get booked on in the city is from someone seeing me on stage and going, you can play this, you can do this. Oh, like, yeah. That's all I get.
You have a demo, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So my fiance's in animation casting, and... is obsessed with you.
He just met
the other day. So you just got to send me that ASAP.
I'll send it to you right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I maybe should do a new one, but I'm like, I literally am like,
no, you're,
I should do a new one.
Because also you can act, so it's like, that's a big part of it, where it's like, you know.
That's all I want to do. All I want to do is cartoon. That's all. I've wanted to do cartoon for so fucking long.
So you don't want to be in front of the camera.
I do want to be in front of the camera. I'd love to be, again, like a Tobias on a show, like a Job, Michael. Like, let me come in, do a weird character. I don't need to be like the star of the show. Yeah. I just want to be like the weird psycho bridge troll roommate where I'm like, hello.
But see, you could do that. But see, I would watch you in that. Then I would watch you as the lead, like dating around town, like trying to find love in the city type thing. You know?
Yeah, the Sex in the City, but in LA, where I'm just like sucking guys' dick under the LA, in the LA river. I'm
the
like,
opening scene is you walking out day. Being like, I think I got AIDS. You know, there's like, wait, what?
And my mole's just bleeding. Oh, well, off to the old ER again. That's dating in LA.
ER urgent care. Which one is it today? Yeah.
God.
All right. I want to, I could talk to you for fucking 50 hours.
50? Well, that's almost too long.
And that's it.
That's the 50? That's the cap.
I want to close this out with a little getting to know Steph Tovlev.
I know. Steph Tovlev.
Steph Tovlev. Now that's going to be our thing.
Oh, my God. We have an inside joke now.
This is a quick Inside the Actor Studio 10-question questionnaire. R.I.P. James Lipton. You no doubt would have been on at some point. So we're going to close this out, getting to know Steph with 10 questions to get to know you. Okay. And real quick, Steph, what's the website for tour dates?
StephTolev.com.
Great.
Yeah.
Instagram
at StephTolev. I'm in Instagram. I'm dying on there. You gotta have me on Instagram. TikTok is fine. Get over to the gram.
Get on the gram. The gram is still clicking and ticking.
We need more on the gram.
Yeah, it's, you know,
everyone's... Bookers need to see more on the gram to book me for headline gigs. Yes. Add me on the gram.
Yes. You won't be disappointed.
Please. God damn it. Add me on the gram. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to play James Lipton. Here we go. Mirror, Steph. What is your favorite word, Steph?
Favorite word?
Yes.
Fuck.
What is your least favorite word?
The N word. Oh my God. I mean, this is. Okay.
Very funny. Hey, that's. By the way, that's a.
It's
great,
not a good word.
That's a great least favorite word.
It's a bad word. Probably, Bartholomew. I hate that word.
It's more of a name than a word,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it sucks.
It does suck. Do you know a Bartholomew?
No, and I never want to.
Great. What? What turns you on? Sexually or not? Some people are always
nice,
like,
"A nice man."
Is, great. And that,
that's it. That's all it takes now. Well, you hold it over me. I'm like, ah. You don't have to touch me. Just, oh my God, the door. That's it.
What turns you off?
What turns me off? A bad man. Now, these are bad questions. What turns me off? Ignorance and delusion. Yeah. Delusion is a big one for me. Don't like delusion.
So just fill with it. Yeah. Yeah, not bad. Being able to read the room.
Kiki. Cuckoo. Bye bye. Psycho.
What is your favorite curse word? You said fuck was your favorite word, but is there another curse
there
word?
There is, but it's bad. I can't say it.
Ooh, okay.
It's the F word.
Oh, yeah.
I say it in my car, and I know I can't say it.
It's a tasty word from the 80s.
It is, just, and know. It's. I know it's bad.
How do you feel about...
But I do say it in my car. Riddle alone.
Me. That's fine.
With the windows sometimes down. I got to put them up. I have to stop.
How do you feel about just that in general, where you're like, now there's now... I mean, look, I don't feel like I've got comedic cuffs on, but I also am not up there trying to, you know, push the envelope and send people away being like,
yeah, I'm not doing
hope
that.
You got something to think
yeah.
about tonight.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm definitely not
so,
doing that.
So I'm not, when people ask me that, I'm like, can you even be funny up there anymore? And you're like.
You're like, yeah.
Hey, man, I mean,
just
you know.
Just be a normal human being.
Yeah, I'm just trying to
it's
be silly up there.
It's not hard to not say the N-word on stage. Like, I don't know, what do people think we're going up there saying? That's crazy
know,
when people say that. I'm like,
I know.
My comedy has not been affected at all by this whole movement. Because
yeah.
I've never said these bad things.
How do you
I make
go
fun
on
of myself.
How do you go on stage without saying the N-word and keeping your dick in your pants?
It's like, what do you, I mean, I do wish I could bring my labia out at least once. That'd be a really funny bit. I just
with
put it in a big thing of bologna. Oh, where is it? Which one's mine?
Okay, so there's no actually setup or whatever.
No,
it's just in
it.
Between. It's a transition.
Yeah, no setup. None of my jokes have setups. I don't have any jokes. It's all act outs. I'd probably say ass clown is maybe my new favorite
Great.
Swear word.
Great.
Bad word.
What sound or noise do you love?
Sound. What? These are hard questions. What noise sound do I like?
Sound or noise do you love?
Sound or noise? Sound or noise? I guess the starting of a boat motor. I like that sound.
Yeah.
It's like the vroom,
I just
like
said
the
other day that
like vroom,
yes,
bubbles.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, because you're getting in the boat.
I love that.
It's not on for no reason.
You love boats. You love water.
Hey,
would
I
you
love
if,
dip my lips?
Would that be one of the first purchases you would grab if you had boat money?
If I had boat money, maybe.
Yeah.
My parents have like a cottage and they have boats and I bop around. The
awesome.
Boats. Yeah.
Dude, this is a great. So I can already see a couple dates in being like, if you want to go to my parents' cottage.
I hate to break it to you. I got a lot to offer. I'm nice.
You really do.
I'm funny. Yep. I'm horny. I have a beautiful dog. And my parents have a cottage. No, I'm like, what
catch,
more do you
Steph.
Need?
You're a catch. There's a lot going
what
on
more?
Here.
Again, the yelling. Again. Again, like, again. It's the sudden bursts of anger that seem to be the problem.
It's not great when you go from 0 to 60.
Yeah.
No,
and
great.
Then I talk about having a huge fat labia. That men don't love that.
I mean,
some do. Some do.
Dave, before you came in,
we
couldn't shut up about big
really?
Labias.
Really?
This guy was like, what are these small labia bitches doing?
You're like, where are the Sebastian. Nice men? We're like, where's the big labia ladies?
Well, what the heck?
The BLLs.
I mean, Dave.
Yeah, hey, Dave.
Adam, get out. Adam, get out. Keep the cameras on, Adam.
Keep Garfield here. He can tape. What sound or noise do you hate?
When someone goes, ooh, ooh, I hate that. I hate that so much. My mom does it, and it drives me fucking crazy.
Moms love it.
I hate that sound. It
moms.
Like, I go, ah, it like triggers me. Ooh, ooh. The combo of it together drives me to drink. I can't stand that.
You take a mom, you send her to an Ellen taping.
Oh, no, that's it. I can't. My mom did it at my sister's wedding, and I looked at my sister in the middle of the wedding. We were like, it's just both of us just go like cringe. It's a bad sound.
Because she also thinks there's a weird talk about delusion. Mom thinks she's taking the party up a notch.
Oh,
she's like, you know, this party needs a little. And you're like, exactly, you actually, it. People are leaving now,
no,
Mom.
That's literally exactly it. Nightmare.
The rabbi left, Mom.
Yeah, the
he shouldn't have been here
Jewish.
In the first place.
I know you ooh, think ooh. I'm Jewish. I'm not Jewish. Did you think I'm Jewish?
No, I was just trying to add a person who, welcome back to who probably wouldn't be at the wedding.
Yeah, yeah. Hey. That, I mean,
you're not Jewish.
Fine.
Do you get that?
All the time. I don't
do
mind
you,
it.
How do you take it?
I love it.
Yeah.
I have nothing wrong with the Jews.
Would you date a Jew?
Of course. I'm on J Swipe.
Is that the
I'm trying. I'm trying. I like a nice Jewish man.
It was
I like a funny Jewish man.
I went on J date once. I made a profile. This was like 2006, I think. And I was just like, I feel like I'm better in person, live, to meet. Like, I was trying to be funny through the, and I was just like, and it wasn't, you know, was not being received. And I was like, I got to go outside. Like, I was just dreaming. Yeah. What do you think about it? And global warming, it ain't real, you know. And no, that's
you
what I said.
With the global
yeah, no,
warming?
I'm joking.
Hey, what's the deal with global warming? And they're like, what's this guy on about?
What sound or noise do you hate?
I did the ooh, was
oh,
that?
What's that? Yeah. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Attempt? Oh, like a deep sea diving instructor. Never done it, but it'd be fun.
Awesome.
Why not? Get me in the water, submerge me with the bottom of the
that's
sea.
That's the next scene after, by the way, that's what you do after the opening scene of the orgy and the urgent care aid trip. Then you go back to your job at the instructor where you're maybe handing out the equipment.
And it's me literally to a manatee just crying under the water.
Yeah, and then your friend
he
comes
goes
up.
To me again. The manatee's
and
like,
your boss comes up. Yeah, Steph, stop pouring your problems onto the animals.
They're getting depressed. There's a manatee in the corner facing the wall. Manatee's back looking over.
And then you walk away and you go, yeah, no problem, you know, Mr. Larson. And then your best friend from the movie comes over. So how was it last night?
Yeah. You'll play the best friend.
Got two scenes. Boom.
Look at this.
We're writing
it here. It's done. It's done.
What profession would you not like to do?
A casting director. Oh, the guy sent a video today and it was so embarrassing. I'm like, ooh, is that what you would look like? Like, he did like an example video of how to like do this farmer number three. Oof.
Dear God.
Yeah, it was bad.
That guy's oof.
Same thing. Watching bad actors over and over and over and over, just seeing the same.
That guy.
I mean, it's definitely worse jobs, but.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the guy who like tells people to go woo woo at the taping. Last question. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
At the pearly gates. Get in here and dip those fucking lips. And that'd be like, ah, and then me and my dog would be sitting there. That's it. Inside the
Steph Tolev,
studio.
You're amazing. This
Thanks
was fun.
Me.
Flew by.
Fun. Flew by.
The pod again?
Slobs is the new one. You can listen to it with me, Laura Bice, Jessica Michelle Singleton, and Steph Infection if you like gross things.
Yeah.
You have to like gross things for Steph Infection.
How gross are we talking?
I'm talking, I mean,
like Dr. Pimple Popper,
kind
botched.
Of that, but there's also, I've interviewed a lot of porn stars recently. So if you want to hear a lot of ins and outs of the porn industry, you gotta listen.
No pun intended.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, I bet they got some stories.
Oh, yeah. The last guy had on a lot of crazy stories.
Oh, good teaser.
Yeah, big teaser there. Yeah. Thanks for having me. You're gonna do it.
You're the best. I can't wait. Okay, bye, guys.